I want to thank everybody for joining me in today, joining me today on Locomotion. As Locomotion is a show that's designed to bring you local entertainment news and music. And let's see, last month we told you about the first annual Blues Festival that was held in Anderson. And last week we were discussing the Summer String Summit that was up in Weed. And this week I'm pleased to have George Fredson and Tim Garrison, both of Old Kennett String Band, and they're going to be here in the studio today talking about the first annual Summer Music Festival that's going to be held in Manton, July 25th. That's two Saturdays from now. And George, Tim, say hi to our listeners.
Hey, everybody out there.
Howdy.
And, guys, you have to step a little closer to that microphone. Oh,
all right, okay. Well, we don't want to blast them all out. There we go. Don't knock them stuff over. So, yeah, hey, hello, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And that's Tim Garrison. And Tim is the mandolin player for Old Kennett String Band, as well as the president of Old Time.
The California State Old Time Fiddlers Association, District 6.
That's right. And what an honorary position that is, huh?
Yeah. One big responsibility, too.
And George Fredson, he's the guitar player and also someone I like to call one of the busiest roots music men in Shasta County.
Yep, and he's the District 6 brain trust.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah, very involved with the Old Time Fiddlers and doing great work and keeping root music alive in our community and bringing that old music alive to the younger generation. And George, you just want to start off right away talking about this event that's coming up on July 25th at Cedarcrest Vineyards.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. Things are coming together even better than we anticipated. It's going to be July 25th at Cedarcrest Vineyards. They've graciously turned the place over to us. It's a beautiful setting, a lot of grass, a lot of shade, a beautiful stage. It's going to be a great venue. We've got some wonderful bands that are going to be playing up there. We'll talk about those in detail a little bit later. It's going to be about probably 10, maybe 15, if we're lucky, 15 degrees cooler up there on July 25th. And they're going to be having, of course, Cedarcrest is a winery. They'll have their wonderful wine and their new craft beer help keep you cool up there. So we're looking to have a good time.
And see, there's also going to be, how many bands we got up there? It's about
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven bands, and going to have
eight bands in all.
Seven, eight bands, and they're also going to have tweeners in between the main stage acts. There's two stages there, or is it
we'll have two stages. And as the band on the main stage is leaving, and the next band is getting on stage, we'll just start music on the second stage, our tweener stage. And so there'll be music going on throughout the whole day. Won't be any dead time. You know, we have some announcements, and we have a raffle, and we have a silent auction going on up there, too. This is a fundraiser. We're trying to raise some money for our sound system, which we use all over the place. We use that thing somewhere, it seems like, every week. So, wear and tear, we have to replace things and repair things, so hopefully we can generate a little cash to do that through the fundraiser.
And since this is community radio, we're not supposed to say the price, but the price for this event is so low.
Got it on sale. Yes.
Yeah, you do. And kids 12 and under are free to this event.
Yeah, correct? 12 and under are free. That's 12 years.
12 years and under free.
Yeah.
And let's see, George, you talked about the Cedarcrest Vineyard being I haven't been there yet, but it is in Manton, and it's just up the road from the Manton store. There'll be lots of signs. There's
a string of wineries along there, and I think from what I've seen, Cedarcrest is kind of has the enviable grounds and all that stuff. So it's really pretty grassy, got a great view. They have a great stage. It's just real. We've we thought of doing this because District 6 has provided the sound and a lot of the musicians for a lot of the other fundraiser events that's been up there. And so Jim and Corey had been really, really gracious to us. So they're basically letting us have the place. They're still going to be open, so they're going to be open for wine tasting, their normal stuff, but we're going to be having our event go on at the same time. And so it should be really, really fun.
Okay, and today we're going to be hearing from some of the music from the Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band and another group called Reckoning. They play Deadgrass, which is the... George, why don't you tell us what Deadgrass is?
Deadgrass. Well, let me read their bio here, because this kind of tells it all. It says that Reckoning is an acoustic tribute to a certain San Francisco band that was very popular in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And you can call their brand of music Deadgrass, okay, which is very popular with the drought going on. I see a lot of Deadgrass around.
Oh, yeah.
But they play acoustic, country, bluegrass, rock, primarily interpretations and cover tunes of San Francisco.
We can't say the Grateful Dead.
I don't know if you can or not. Is that trademark?
It's pretty fun.
They call their music hippie grass. So we've got them on the stage as the second to the last act. So by that time, I'm sure all the adult beverages will be in effect and taking their toll on people. There'll be dancing, I'm sure. We'll clear an area out in front of the stage. You want to get out there and dance to this band. They're a great band.
And okay, and another group that's going to be there is one of my favorite local groups is the Old Kennett String Band, which George and Tim are both members of. And they also have a couple of lovely ladies that are in that group. We're going to be hearing from them as well as Carolyn and Amy Boat. Right. Karen Fauble and Amy Boat are in the group as well.
Yes,
we're going to
be
here.
Are.
And let's see, another local group that's going to be here, a duo, Dan and Renee South. Is it Sandhouse, isn't it?
Sandhouse, right.
Sandhouse, yes. And what are they? The Zuzaz Light
right.
is the name of their group, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were on Locomotion here in last November.
And yeah, they came out here. They showed up at one of our jams, and you could just really tell they're just really, really good. They're from the East Coast, and so it's kind of a different than what you normally hear around here. And but they're just really delightful and really good, and just a fun a genre of tunes that they play, and they do it really well. So I like them a lot.
I've been trying to talk them into adopting me. I would love to live in their house.
Yeah.
And the kind of music and the energy they have. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, they are great folks. And we'll see. Also, we're going to be the Rolling Disaster String Band. Is that a local group?
Well, that's kind of Matthew Songmaker in disguise, I guess. And so he and some other guys have put something together. And so we were fishing for a name. So the Rolling Disaster String
like
Band
that.
Is something that I kind of came up with, and we just threw that out there. And so they're just having fun with this project. And
oh, that ought to be real fun. Speaking of Matthew, this is a good time to plug Matthew. He's going to be opening for Clint Black, famous country western singer. It's going to be at tonight at the Cascade Theater, and Matthew Songmaker opening for Clint Black. That's quite an honor for young Matthew and for one of our local singer-songwriters.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's well-deserved. We just got back from the Father's Day Bluegrass Festival, and to see Matthew, you know, there's very many really, really great musicians there, and he was in, they just kind of, that's kind of his place. He's part of that family now, and he just is really, really taken off as a musician.
Yeah, well, you know, we all love Matthew up here in Chaska County and Tama County, too, now.
Yep, he's the real deal.
Yeah, he is. Let's see, a couple other bands are going to be showing up there. It's going to be Loosely Strung and the Down Home String Band.
Yeah, Down Home String Band, that's Nikki Carlisle. Let's see, Nikki's in the band, Lee Bruchette, Lloyd Regg, myself, and... anyway, they play a real variety of wonderful music. Nikki was the state champion fiddler in senior division, last year? Something. Anyway, she's a great fiddler. Loosely Strung, they're a great band. They're all Red Bluff residents. Pat Scott, who's also on our board of directors.
Yep.
And along with Pat, is Rich Reynolds. Tex Ash plays the bass, and Becky Husky plays along with them. They're a great group. They play a lot around Red Bluff. I see them all the time down there.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to a tune from Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band now. And let's see. I think I'm going to go ahead and play the song that I like off of their CD, which is a cover song of do you remember the name of the song I'm going to play, George?
I don't. If I was a mind reader, I probably would. You know, I have to put a plug in for these bands.
Good.
You know, they are so gracious to have accepted our offer to play. I mean, they usually get paid big bucks. Both bands have toured, and you see them at bluegrass festivals, and I mean, they're the real thing, and they're wonderful, wonderful bands, and they agreed to help support the old-time fiddlers and play at a bargain rate. It's almost embarrassing to see what we're paying and what they usually get paid, but they are wonderful bands, and well worth the price of admission just to see these two bands play.
And, I know that they're not really doing it for the money. They're doing it for the love of the music and to get it out there. And,
obviously, they love us because they're willing to drive up to Manton, and play for us up there.
Okay, well, so Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band is going to be the headliner, I guess, along with Reckoning. Yep. And we're going to be hearing a couple of their songs. And so the first song we're going to hear from the Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band is the... I just had it here again. Okay, how about Tom Dooley? I just
there
can't.
There you go.
Yeah. And
it's the bluegrass version of Tom Dooley.
This
maybe
is the bluegrass
version. Not the one
you're
used to hearing, but it's the real one.
And so, let's just get right started with that. Here they are, Rock Ridge Band with Tom Dooley. And thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. We're going to be back in a couple minutes, and I want you to stay tuned because George and Tim are going to grace us with some live music here during the program. Here they are, Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band, Tom Dooley. You can sing along if you want.
Poor Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die.
You left her by the roadside where you begged to be excused. You left her by the roadside, then you hid her clothes and shoes.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die.
You're bound to die.
And there it was. That was Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band, and that's going to be one of the headliner bands at the July 25th event that's going to be taking place in Manton at Cedar Crest Vineyards as part of a fundraiser for the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association, getting in some acoustic music, and not just going to be music, it's going to be a day of food, fun, dancing, and just a good neighbor and good old bluegrass music, a whole day's worth of it. And along with Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band is going to be Dead Grass Band called Reckoning, and we're going to be hearing from them in just a moment. I wanted to introduce you to the players there in Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band. You just heard Josie Grant on the guitar and singing, and Hal Horn on the banjo, John Schaefer on the bass, and Rick Grant plays the mandolin and fiddle. And they're being very gracious coming up to our Shasta County team. Well, actually, Manton's in Tehama County, isn't it?
Yeah, we're on the other side.
Yeah, here, let me turn my mic on to my guests. George Fredson and Tim Garrison are in the studio with me talking about this music event, as they are members of the Old Kennett String Band, and each very high-hatted wearing members of the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association, and they're here in the studio today to talk about this event. So
they didn't give me the hat. When do I get my hat?
I don't know.
They haven't got a hat for you yet, Jim.
I'm sure it'll come with your bonus.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you're listening to Locomotion with Shane, and you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. And like I said, George and Tim up here talking about the, what's the official title for this event, George?
The official title? I don't know.
The Summer Mountain Music and Arts Festival.
Right. There it is, yeah.
Yeah, we have to tell you about the arts part of it. This is pretty amazing, one of the events we have going on up there. Why don't you tell him, Tim? That was your brainchild.
Okay, all right. Well, there's a guy I met. His name is Gary Thomas, and he is from Hollywood, so he does set design, scene design, and all of that. He's the guy that painted the backdrop for the movie Hook. And just a bunch of other stuff. They do, it's really creative stuff. So anyway, he lives up here now and talked with him. And he's a great artist, classical artist, and a neat guy. He agreed to do, so we have 5 7-foot by 4-foot panels that we've framed up, and we're going to have those up there. And so he's designed a mural, and he and a couple other pretty amazing artists are going to be there painting that mural while all the music's going on. So at the end, people can stand in front of it, get their picture taken. The bands can stand up there and do their photo ops and all that stuff. But it should be fun to watch them, just this thing kind of come into life as they start working on it. So that should be really fun.
Yeah, they'll create that before your very eyes throughout the day. And I don't know if they're going to call on people to come paint it with them or how that's going to work, but I'm sure they'll have some extra paint brushes if you desire to get up there and help them paint. So
okay, that sounds interesting. Okay, hey, how about we listen to this band Reckoning? They do cover songs of the Grateful Dead, and that's where they get the name Deadgrass from, and quite a unique sound. So let's just go ahead and cue one of these guys up, Deadgrass, and the song we're going to be hearing from Deadgrass is called Cumberland Blues. And thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We'll be back with George and Tim after this song.
Thank you. up just one more night. I can't stay here no more. Little Ben clock says quarter to eight. You kept me up till four. I gotta get down. I gotta get down. $5 bill, keep him happy all the time. Some of the fellas make nothing at all, and you can hear him cry. Can I go now? Can I go now? Take your ship out of the mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
That's where I mainly spend my time.
Back live in the studio, and I'm back live in the studio with Tim Garrison and George Fredson as we're talking about the Summer Music and Arts Festival that will be taking place in Manton at Cedar Crest Vineyards on Saturday, July 25th. It's going to start at noon, and it's going to run until 8 p.m., and there's going to be about eight bands and in-between bands, the tweener bands we call them. It's going to be a day full of music and auctions and raffles and a live mural painting, and there's going to be other artists. And it's a fundraiser, a very affordable fundraiser for the whole family. Kids 12 and under are free. And George and Tim are going to play some live music for us now, guys. What do you got lined up?
Yeah, we're going to do a song kind of, we're from the California Old Time Fiddlers Association, so this is kind of an old time and a bluegrass song. But just wanted to mention also that Wednesday we're going to be at the California Brewery in Palo Cedro. That old Kennett String Band's going to be there, kind of casual. I don't think we're going to be bringing a sound system, but just having fun and playing some songs.
And
but anyway,
we'll bring the other half of the band, Amy and Carolyn, with us there.
And when was that, Wednesday?
That's going to be this Wednesday out at the California Brewing Company in Palo Cedro, right next to Holiday Market out there.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You might want to get there early. We're expecting a huge crowd of fans.
your whole entourage following.
All of our relatives and people that owe us money and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah. What time do you guys start there?
6:30 is when we kick it off.
6:30.
Right.
Okay, right. Something to look forward to there, too. A little sooner event that you can go catch.
We're just going to play a little instrumental here without the girls singing and without us singing, so maybe we'll play some of our other recorded music from our third album. Well, I make them on the computer and give them away, so I've made three of them. So
okay. here we go. Okay.
All right.
That's nice, guys. I always love watching you play. It's a great enjoyment watching you. You make it look so easy. Okay, yeah, that was George and Tim, members of Old Kennett String Band, and here in the studio talking about the Manton Music and Arts Festival, Saturday, July 25th. And they are going to be playing. We're going to be hearing from the full complement of the Old Kennett String Band, which will include the two ladies, Carolyn and Amy, here in just a little bit. We're going to go ahead and play another song from one of the headliner bands, the Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band. And guys, is there anything you'd like to say before we listen to Rock Ridge concerning?
Well, you know, I do want to do a shout out for the folks that have contributed and donated things to us.
Yeah.
We've had wonderful luck finding some very gracious sponsors and donors. So I'll just, you know, we have a raffle item. If you've ever wanted to learn how to play the banjo, one of the raffle items we have was donated by the Brass Reed. So we got a great little open back banjo. You can learn to play the banjo on there. We've got cash donations and other items from some great folks there around the Redding, Northern California area. Crown Motors, Taylor Motors,
yep.
Music Connection, and they're selling our tickets for us there too. Tri-Counties Bank, Edward Jones, Redding Subaru, Lithia, Chevrolet, Kia Motors. The car dealers have been very, very, very good about contributing money. We had one fella that from California Veterans Home, Whitey, who donated a chunk of money to send a bunch of veterans there, have dinner, and it's going to be nice. We're going to set up they're going to bring a busload up there. And then we've had a lot of items made and contributed. Lloyd Regg, who's also on the board of directors, made a really neat cactus pot. Eric Akana, some really cool bird feeders and barbecue set. Round Table Pizza, Ace Hardware, Tri-Counties Bank has a gift basket. Trader Joe's, a beautiful basket of things from Trader Joe's. Wild Horse Sanctuary. Candyman, on your way up to there, there's a little stop off. He's got a candy shop up there.
In Shingletown, right?
In Shingletown, yeah. Before you get to Shingletown. Dersh Honey, Tim's wife and Lloyd's wife put together a gift basket. Leslie Peacock, she's got a dance group that's come up with a gift basket. Dersh, I think I mentioned Dersh Honey already, but anyway, we got a lot of folks. If I failed to mention somebody, forgive me. But
well, Eric Akana, yeah. Suzanne's husband, made a fishing net.
Oh, this wood is so cool!
It's amazing. This all the intricate inlay and handmade netting and all that stuff.
I wouldn't use that for fishing. I'd hang that on the wall.
It's pretty special. And they just find them online. They go for a couple $100.
Oh yeah,
those things. So that's going to be, we're going to see if we can get a little bit of a fishing basket for the silent auction or the raffle. I'm not sure what we're doing with that.
That's pretty awesome. Some of the things in the silent auction, the auto dealers have really contributed, service on your automobiles, oil changes, tire rotations. I mean, just a
couple $100 package of service for your car.
Getting your car detailed and stuff. So,
yeah.
Those are all in the silent auction, and then we'll have the raffle too. We don't want to interrupt the music with too much in the way of announcements and auctions and raffles and stuff. So we've kind of kept it down to a silent auction, and then the one raffle. So anyway, so bring your checkbook with you. Bring cash. We have a card reader, so we can read your plastic cards up there. But come prepared to take home some really nice stuff. So.
All right, that's great. Hey, George, how can where can people get their tickets at?
Okay, you can get tickets in Redding at the Music Connection. Go in there and see Bernie, and he'll fix you up with a ticket. Or you can go down to the Brass Reed in Redding, another music store there, and Tom can fix you up with some tickets. If you live up in the Manton area, you can stop by the Manton store. And they're selling tickets there.
And online.
Yeah, you can get them online if you want to go to the North State Fiddlers. Was it northstatefiddlers.com or?
www.northstatefiddlers.com.
Okay, right there you can get them. Or you can buy them at the door. You know, we have people taking money as you walk in there if you want to bring your money with you. So.
And at the door, that's at the Cedar Crest Vineyards.
Cedar Crest Vineyards, right.
Just up the hill from the Manton store.
Right, yeah. Right, up at the top of the hill. Now, for those of you who, past the Manton school, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Manton area, directions how to get there, if you're driving from the south, say from as you go through Red Bluff, you take Highway 36 out of Red Bluff, like you're headed to Chico, up towards Lassen Park. I think that's the sign, the turnoff there. And then once you get to Dale's Station, it's just a long, long stretch of nothing until you get to Dale Station. That's Manton Road. You just take a left on Manton Road. It's about 30 miles from Red Bluff. And they're up about 2,000 feet elevation, so it's going to be a lot cooler than down in the valley. If you're coming from Redding, just take Highway 44 east and drive about 15 minutes up to Shingletown. And when you get to Shingletown, just take a right at the library. When you get through town, and go down Wilson Hill Road. And when you get to the bottom of Wilson Hill Road, just keep right on going down across the bridge. Follow the signs. You'll come out in the downtown Manton area, the store. And then from there, you just head right up the hill past the school. And when you get to the top of the hill, there's signs there. We'll have more signs so you can find your way. But should be easy to find and a lot cooler. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to spend an afternoon of music.
Just look for the green arrows. We're going to have green arrows out there.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, okay. Thanks for listening to Tim and George, members of the Old Kennett String Band. And you're listening to them on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We're going to be listening to two songs. We're going to play another tune from Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band off of their Drifter's Prayer CD. And I'm actually going to be playing the song called Drifter's Prayer. And we're just going to follow that up with a song by the Dead Grass Band called Reckoning, and their song's going to be called I Second That Emotion. So we'll be back in a little over 7 minutes to talk to George and Tim, and then we're going to hear something from the Old Kennett String Band, the full complement of them, and perhaps we can wrap the show up with another live tune from George and Tim. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane, and here is Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band. Thanks for tuning in.
I've wandered astray, and back here I've come. My soul has been lost, no more will I roam. Please set my soul free. Take my
kiss is sweet. Only for one night with no repeat. Maybe you go away and then you never call home. And a taste of honey is worse than none at all. In that case, I don't want no part, 'cause that would only break my heart. Ooh, but if you feel like loving me, if you've got the notion, I second that emotion. Ooh, and if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion.
Rock Ridge Bluegrass Band. And coming up next on Locomotion with Shane, we're going to be hearing a song from the Old Kennett String Band. And the Old Kennett String Band, it's a four-piece acoustic group that sings in four-part harmony, backed by banjo, guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and bass. They primarily play Americana music with their emphasis on bluegrass, old-time, and gospel. And they have a few surprises thrown in to create an upbeat and entertaining performance. All four members include Carolyn Cootie Fauble, Amy Lou Vogt, Tim Mando Man Garrison, and George Doc Fretson. They're genetically predisposed musicians who are steeped in a rich family heritage of singing and playing music, and those family traditions are evident in their performances today. And so here in the studio today, I do have Tim and George, but we're going to play a little song so you can hear the full complement of the Old Kennett String Band, which is also going to be playing at this July 25th event up at Cedar Crest Vineyards in Manhattan as a fundraiser for the California State Old Time Fiddler Association District 6. And so we're going to listen to this tune by old Kennett String Band. It's a song that is called Adieu, False Heart. And then we're going to come back and hear some live music from Tim and George. Thanks for tuning into Local Motion Machine. Here they are, Old Kennett String Band. Okay, we're live back in the studio with Tim and George of the Old Kennett String Band, and you just heard the Old Kennett String Band, and George and Tim are going to play a live song for us now. And guys, what you got lined up?
We'll do, this is Bill Monroe, tribute to Bill Monroe, kind of the founder of the feast, so to speak.
Right.
So,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim and George, Tim Garrison, George Fredson, Old Kennet String Band. They're going to be playing as part of the Menton Arts and Music Festival, Saturday, July 25th, noon till 8 p.m. at Cedar Crest Vineyard. Time to do a little station promotion here, as I wanted to let you know about, you know, the Record Searchlight has the Best of North State vote, and is taking place now until July 31st. And we want you to vote for KKRN as part of your as your favorite radio station. Yay. And hey, thank turn you guys back on here. I got yay and going on in the background.
Yeah, we're all for it. Yep.
Yeah, thanks. And to do so, to help KKRN become the best voted radio station in Shasta County, you need to go to Reading.com/best vote. Once again, that's Reading.com/best vote, and you'll find the category that says community. You'll find radio station and KKRN's on the list there, and yeah, must register with your name and email address if you're not already registered. A pretty simple process. And so once again, go to the Record Searchlight Best of North State vote at Reading.com/best vote. Vote for KKRN, your local community radio station. And, you know, we are supported by your listening dollars. If you haven't had a chance to become part of KKRN family, go to our KKRN.org homepage and click on the donate page, donate tab, and it'll take you to a safe and secure site. You can decide how much and when you can donate to KKRN. And if you are already a donor, I want to thank you for doing so. George and Tim, it's about time for us to run out. I do have a new song here I want to put out, but I want to let you guys have an opportunity to one more plug-in, huh?
Yeah, well, we'd like to thank KKRN for your guys' support for our venture. This is the first fundraising event that District 6 has had. We've helped a lot of other nonprofits with sound systems and musicians and stuff like that. But we just really appreciate, Shane, all your you know, supporting the local musicians and supporting us and giving us opportunities. And thanks for letting us come on your radio show.
Oh, hey, you're so very grateful. I'm very grateful to have you come up here, Tim. And
no, it's been a real treat. We really, really appreciate KKRN's support. Hope to see some of you next Wednesday night out at the California Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Palisadro. Yeah. Come on out and I can guarantee that the performance is going to be worth the price of admission, which is free. So right, come on out and say hi to us.
Okay, yeah. And we'll be talking more about the Mountain Music Festival and the upcoming local motions. And now I want to end the program with a new song that is being released today, and it's by a group that's called Love and Lace. And it's a little group that... we'll talk about a little bit more about it next week, because I want you to hear their song. They're compared to the Dixie Chicks, and you can find out more about their music at ilovelaceandlead. That's LEAD. I love lace and lead at gmail.com. And here is their new release. It's a single, and it's called Alive in That Sound. And you're getting to hear it the first time. Radio play on KKRN 88.5 FM, your local community radio station up here in Round Mountain. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with some more of your local music.
KKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source news that is positively North State with universal topics too. Found online at anewscafe.com.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is brought to you in part by Les Schwab Tires in Burnie. Les Schwab is an independent